Good morning and welcome back to Lifeline on Near FM 90.3. My name's Michael Sullivan and I'm with you all the way till 11 o'clock. Now, on the line, I have Lisa Howard, and we're going to be chatting about the issues impacting people with disabilities and foreign holidays. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm in great form, indeed. Lisa, before we start, maybe you'd just give us a little bit of background on yourself, put it into a bit of context for us.
Basically, what I'm talking about this morning is accessible destinations in Europe and also here in Ireland that would be suited to people with physical disabilities. And also in terms of accommodation, like where they'd like to stay, and facilities or amenities, meaning what they'd like to do while they're away.
Right.
Well, and also what they can arrange prior to their holiday.
Okay. So if we look at it, what do they need? What are the things they need to do prior to booking a holiday?
Booking a holiday when they're researching to go away to either around Ireland or in Europe, they'd need to research into facilities, into the type of accommodation that type of holiday they want, types of holidays they want, and types of accommodation that they'd like to stay in. And also, when they're researching accommodation and facilities, they'd need to look into facilities that would be suited to their needs. And also, if their physical disability means that they're a wheelchair user, they'd need to check out if the place is suited to them to their wheelchair. Meaning are the door, if there's suited facilities in the accommodation that they're staying and around the area where they will be.
And are there any other things that they should be looking at?
They'd also look into they'd also be looking into if they're flying abroad, they'd need to check with the airports and the travel agency. With the travel agency, they'd need to look into seeing if the accommodation is suited. Has the suited wheelchair facilities that's required. And also, with prior to booking for the airports, you'd need to check with the airport for assistance to getting onto the aircraft that they're flying, onto the airplane that they're flying on to their destination.
And that's it. They have to contact the airline itself.
No, they can when they're booking their tickets, they can book their tickets through their airline, either online or at the travel agency. And with regards to wheelchair assistance getting onto the aircraft, they can get that at the airport. They can either check prior to flying away by contacting the airport for the airport's information desk, or if they're at the airport during check-in, the travel rep that's checking in their tickets and booking they'll ask the customers whether they need assistance getting onto the aircraft or not. And it's up to the family or the customer to tell them if they need it.
And I take it. I take it. This is important. It's not just for, shall we say, an adult on their own who wants to go away, but also these are things that a parent, shall we say, or a guardian of somebody who has disabilities should be thinking about before they head off.
That's right. They do need to check either the parent of an under 18, a guardian of a person with a disability, or the person themselves will contact the information desk at the airport with regards to getting assistance on and off the flight at their desired destination.
Yeah, I'd often be, you know, it sounds great that I'd often be in the airport, but no, when I'd be heading away and that, I would often see people who are not as mobile as myself needing assistance getting on. And sometimes you would find that they're taken off and they have a different system of bringing them on, where they're brought out in. The only way to describe it is like a caravan is brought out and it is on hoists and is lifted up to the door of the plane, and they're just either rolled in or so, or assisted in.
Most now these days would get like an ambulance that'll bring both that passenger with the disability and their families to the aircraft from the airport, from the main terminal, whether it be Terminal 1 or Terminal 2 of the airport, or whichever terminal, depending on the airport you're in, if it has more than two terminals that they depart from.
Yeah. And tell me this, do they, you just don't rock up to the airport without prior, you know, giving your carrier prior notice that you're going to need assistance, otherwise you're going to be delayed?
That's right. You'd need to tell what you'd need to do if you've booked your tickets online, which most people do these days instead of going through travel agencies, is they'd, after booking the tickets, they'd ring up they'd contact the airport and to check for that wheelchair assistance or ambulance assistance would be accommodated on the day that they're traveling on,
and of course, if somebody might need special seating, or there's loads of small little things there that they might need assistance with.
There is quite a few things that they have to consider. Is that when they're booking, they also need to go to the front row, or somewhere near the front of the aircraft where it's easy to access. Rather, that be normally when that is needed, the passenger with the disability and their party would be booked into anywhere between the first row and the third row. And the passenger with the disability would be either in the middle seat, or either between the middle of the aisle or the window seat. Also, if they had middle row seats, they'd be accommodated there too, like any other passenger.
And I was going to say is that, you know, that's, and I'm going to say, fine and good for here in Ireland, but when you go to the other end and you're maybe coming back, are there any things that you need to do, that you need to be informing the homeward bound destination, telling the airport there your needs and requirements?
That's also when booking once you've made the outward bound arrangements to book in for a party that includes a passenger with a disability, is that the outward bound or homeward bound destination would be informed of that too. Because when booking the tickets, it'd be on it that when booking your seat tickets, you'd be booked into first or second, first to third row.
So there's it's synchronized so that once you call it tick the box that you need assistance in booking your tickets, it'll automatically tick the for your homeward bound journey as well.
Yes.
But tell me,
so you'd also need to, when you're leaving your destination to come home on the homeward bound flight, you'd also need to tell them when up at the desk at the departures hall of that airport that you need assistance getting onto the aircraft, so that they can inform the aircraft that the ambulance or the assistance crew are available for you, available to do that.
And tell me this, when, you know, if we take it that your outward journey and your homeward journey are looked after, what are the things that you have to be wary of, mindful of when you're picking a destination or a resort to stay in?
When researching a resort or a destination to stay, you could either research it online, or if you know people, if you know people, whether it be family, friends, or other parties that you may, other people that you may know that have been to that destination, get the ask them about it and get the information so that you know when you're booking for to go away to that destination that it's suited to your needs and that the facilities that you're looking for are available at that destination.
And I take it you've also to take into account if even if the resort itself is a friendly environment, you know, and it's catering for people with disabilities. But then you have to think of the surrounding area. Is it very hilly? Is getting up and down to the local town or beach or whatever? You know, is it, has it got a 60 or a 65 degree hill on it? That's going to be very difficult getting up and down.
That's another thing you have to consider, is the city facilities suited to your needs when booking, as well as the accommodation. You'd need to look into both, into every aspect of booking a holiday. For the facilities, not only in the accommodations grounds, but in the surrounding area, and also in the city itself. If the city facilities aren't suited to the person's needs, then they would obviously avoid the area and look into doing something else while they're there on their holiday.
And I take it as well, you have to be mindful with not everybody, but with some people, that they will have medical needs, and that in the unlikely event of something going wrong, that they those can be catered for.
They should be. An important thing to have while you're booking your holiday, if something should go wrong, whether you've booked for a holiday here in Ireland or abroad, is to have adequate health insurance, so that if anything goes wrong, or should something happen to the person with the disability or their families, that they've health insurance covered, and that it will cover what's happened.
And of course, that you have one of the European medical cards as well.
Yeah, that's important these days. You need the European medical travelling card, so that if something should happen abroad, that you're covered, and that your needs are catered for while on holiday, or going to the nearest hospital, so that they can cover you with their health insurance should anything happen.
Yeah, and as they say, touch wood, I don't have any experience of it, but from what I've been told is that in a lot of the resort destinations, it particularly around Europe, it's very good as long as you do have your cards with you, your proper cards with you, and it's very smooth, very seamless, and it works very well. But if you don't have the proper cards and documentation with you, it can be a problem.
It can be, yes. It's very important that you have your health, your medical cards and health insurance, a copy of it, anyway, with you when you're going abroad or going around Ireland, as I said earlier. Also, with regards to people going away who have disabilities, they especially need to make sure that. Not only would the facilities would be suited to them, they need to consider rather the facility, if they have any allergies, you know, like that it's catered to, you know, like that that they won't have any reaction while they're away, whether it be a food allergy or an airborne allergy, that they're looked after, and if they're on medication, make sure that's been brought with them.
And I take it what you're saying there as well is it's not all this stuff is available, and it just takes a little bit of homework to do before you head away, and you can be covered and you can rest easy, rather than heading off without doing your bit of preparation and getting caught out on something.
Yes, that's true. And also, if something should happen, if you were involved in an accident while you were away, and a hospital stay is needed because of your injuries, that you have the proper health insurance to cover you, so that the health insurance will be covered by the hospital that you're staying in there, in that country, and that the health insurance here is covered. But obviously making sure that the health insurance you've taken out does cover travelling abroad and around the country, around here in Ireland. Because as people know, some of their health systems are, every country's health system is different. So that's why they'd need the European medical card, so that that all countries, including Ireland, is covered in that.
And are there any things in particular that you have to look out for when you're travelling, not so much in Europe, but here at home?
Yeah. Could you say that again, Michael?
Are there any things in particular that you should be looking out for if you're travelling here at home?
When travelling, if you went to a holiday here in Ireland, you wouldn't need to take out another health insurance as you'd have it here. You know, like it's covered. You know, like you don't need to take out a foreign holiday health insurance.
But are there any issues that typically come up for people who are travelling in Ireland?
Particular issues would be, if they were travelling in Ireland, you'd also need to look into accommodation. Pretty much the same. It's the accommodation you'd need. Are there suited facilities in the area? Things to do while you're away? Are the facilities of the places that you'd like to see or visit suited for a person that is either visually impaired, has a physical disability, has a visual impairment or other? And also, if their disability involves that they're hard of hearing or deaf, that an overvoice or that in the if they're touring around hotspots, should I say, in the country, that or tourist attractions, that an overvoice or an intercom is heard, so that they can hear what the person is saying, so that they don't miss out on what they're what they're visiting at that time.
Indeed. And tell me, if you were comparing Ireland with Europe, how do we compare on catering for people who have any form of disability?
Ireland would actually be one of the top countries in within Europe for catering with to cater for people with all disabilities, as we do have the facility here. You know, like with regards to wheelchairs, we do have decent, very good wheelchair facilities both here in Dublin and within the country, and also they're very good for catering for the blind who would also need a voiceover, or when travelling with a person with a visual impairment or who is completely blind, they'd also make sure that they'd have an aid with them, rather an aid with them so that they can assist them in getting around and getting to the tourist attraction that they want to visit when they're here.
Indeed. And I'm not going to keep you much longer because I know you're busy, but is there anything else that we should cover for anybody thinking of heading away this season?
This season, just check with your travel agency and the airport if you're travelling abroad about facilities, and also with the airport to check that assistance is required at the airport for getting on and off the flight when you're travelling abroad. Also, in order to plan a trip, I have a website here that they can look up.
Excellent.
If you need it.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is there anywhere that people can go and maybe get a checklist or that?
A checklist and the type of holiday. For a checklist and a type, the particular type of holiday that they'd like to go on, they can go to europeanbestdestinations.com/destination.
So
europeanbestdestinations.com/destinations.
Excellent.
Okay.
Lisa, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Go ahead.
For Ireland, if they're travelling within Ireland, there was other websites that they could look up, such as touristireland.com, you know, for the Irish Tourist Board.
Indeed.
They can look it up there as well. If they're not sure of the website for the Irish Tourist Board, which is tourismireland.ie, they can Google it.
And get it there. Lisa.
Okay, and when they're on the Irish website, on the Irish Tourist website, there will be in a search engine on the homepage for what they're looking for, the type of holiday, the number of people, and should they need other assistance, will be up on that website. If they need assistance.
Excellent.
And then it'll be broken down for them to suit to their requirements.
Lisa, excellent. Thank you for chatting with us this morning.
No problem.
All the best, Lisa. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Now, that was Lisa Howard telling us all the bits and pieces that we need to be mindful of if we're going to be heading away with somebody with a disability, or if we have a disability ourselves.